إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him abundantly and we seek His forgiveness and ask for His assistance. And we bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Him, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and His messenger. We have made it in the book of Sharh al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah, al-Aqidah al-Wasitiyah, al-Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, Sharh Muhammad bin Salih bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah, to the statement of the Shaykh al-Islam, wala ta'til. And we were dealing with the belief of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah pertaining to the names and attributes of Allah. The thing that distinguish Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah from the rest of the groups within Islam is that they believe in the whatever Allah described Himself with in the Qur'an and whatever the Prophet ﷺ described Him with in the Sunnah, without setting parables, okay, and without setting similitude, and without denying the meaning, and without rejecting and without denying the meaning. We believe in everything just as it sounds, just as it appears, just as it understood among the Arabs, because the Quran was revealed in the Arabic language. Not trying to praise the Arabs here, but because of the language. Anyone who's non-Arab, who speaks Arabic, then he is intended with that speech, whoever understands the language. This is what the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Now, we already dealt with the tahrif, that the Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah used the word tahrif, which is to what did we say that meant?
Misinterpret.
Aywa, to misinterpret, to distort the meaning, versus ta'wil, which is interpretation, because that may be, could be praiseworthy and blameworthy. So now we make it to min ghayri tahrifin. We're done with that, okay? And we said they could be praiseworthy if it is only interpretation of the Quran or something with dalil, and is blameworthy if you are twisting the meaning away. Now, ولا تعطيل. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. أهلا. حياك الله. تفضل يا شيخ. ولا تعطيل. And without denying. تعطيل usually is used the same as تعطلت السيارة, meaning the car has broken down. يعني it's no longer functioning. So here it is kind of يعني making it the opposite of functioning. It's not really functioning. So basically denying it. And when it comes in this context. يقول الشيخ رحمه الله التعطيل بمعنى التخلية والترك كقوله تعالى وبئر معطلة أي مخلاتا أو مخلاتا متروكة متروكة ولا تعطيل. الشيخ said and without distorting, he said distorting meaning to abandon something and to leave it behind. This is as Allah says وبئر معطلة, and a well that is معطلة, that is neglected, or people are no, you know, they're in no need of it. والمراد بالتعطيل, and what is intended by that in this context right now, إنكار ما أثبت الله لنفسه من الأسماء والصفات سواء كان كليا أو جزئيا وسواء كان ذلك بتحريف أو بجحود هذا كله يسمى تعطيلا. He said, and what is intended with denying here is to reject whatever Allah had confirmed to Himself from His names and His attributes, whether in a total sense or partially, whether completely or partially, and whether it is done in the form of distorting the meaning or by denying it, totally denying it. He says all of this falls under ta'til, which again we have to translate it with, because the Arabic is much more rich. One Arabic word can have, you know, 10 English words. So here we have to use again this denying. فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يعطلون أي اسم من أسماء الله أو أي صفة من صفات الله ولا يجحدونها بل يقرون بها إقرارا كاملا. He says, so verily أهل السنة والجماعة do not deny a single name from the names of Allah or an attribute from the attributes of Allah. And they do not reject it, rather they admit it and acknowledge it in the ultimate sense. فإن قلت ما الفرق بين التعطيل والتحريف. If one asks what is the difference between distorting the meaning and denying the meaning, قلنا التحريف في الدليل والتعطيل في المدلول. He said التحريف, distorting the meaning, is and the actual evidence itself. وَالتَّعْطِيلُ فِي الْمَدْلُولِ And the ta'til, denying the meaning, is that which the evidence is supposed to explain. So one is the actual evidence and one in the outcome of that evidence. We will see what that means when we continue. فَمَثَلًا For example, إِذَا قَالَ قَائِلٌ مَعْنَى قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانْ Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 64. He said, for instance, if a person says, regarding the statement of Allah, nay, but both of his hands are stretched out. Now this is a description of who? Both of his hands are stretched out. It's a description of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, refuting who? The Jews, who said that يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ The hand of Allah is tight. يعني Allah doesn't spend. Allah made a dua against them. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ May their hands be tight. And they are the stingiest people on earth. And so this is a reality. And I've gave this joke before and I give it again. They say if you ever want to kill a Jew, throw a penny at the freeway. Throw a penny at the car, he will jump out of the car, try to get, he will get run over by a car, ma'a salama. Anyways, maybe it's exaggeration, but hey. Then Allah refuted them, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَةً Nay, but both of his hands are stretched out. Now, this is Arabic. And يَدَاه is plural, dual for يَد. Now of course, we have the principle, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ There's nothing like Allah. Stop thinking. Stop imagining. There's no image. Impossible. Beyond understanding. So this gives you a peace of mind. Whatever it is, Allah has hands. You have no idea what they're like. Just relax. Believe. Because Allah said in the salah, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي أَقْوَمْ Verily this Qur'an guides to that which is more straight. This is guidance. So for Allah to mention something that is ambiguous or ununderstandable or illogical, it will mean that it's no longer a source of guidance. It becomes a source of confusion. But if you understood it in the context of other verses, there's nothing like Allah. Problem solved. The problem with these people is that had they remained within these boundaries, things would have been okay. They had to adopt the philosophies of Plato and the Greeks and what have you. And this is why they became among those who were misguided. Because they tried to understand the Quran and the nature of Allah Azza wa Jal in the light of how the philosophers understand their gods, the million gods that they have. And you know, with an image in mind. You're not going to get there. You're not going to get there. So Allah says, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَةً Some of them say, what is intended by يَدَاهُ قُوَّتَهُ قُوَّة is power. So they say, you cannot say Allah has hands. What is intended by, both of his hands are stretched out, they say both of his powers. In dual. He said, هَذَا مُحَرِّفٌ لِلدَّلِيلِ This is a person who is distorting the evidence itself. The evidence is clear. He's distorting it. وَمُعَطِّلِ لِلْمُرَادِ الصَّحِيحِ Now he is distorting the actual evidence and he is denying what is intended by the evidence. See the difference between them? He is distorting the nas, the text. It says يَدَاه He made يَدَاه mean قُوَتَهُ What he wind up doing is denying an attribute of Allah. Denying an attribute of Allah, so then the ta'til, the denial, came in the meaning behind the dalil, and the tahrif, the distortion of the meaning, came in the actual wording of the verse. This is the difference between both. لأن المراد اليد الحقيقية Because the Shaykh said, what is intended is the hand in truth. فَقَدْ عَطَّلَ الْمَعْنَى الْمُرَادِ And he had denied the intent behind this verse. وَأَثْبَتَ مَعْنَى غَيْرَ الْمُرَادِ And he confirmed the meaning other than that which was intended, which is قُوَتَ And then you say, of course you could refute that person, you say, how are you going to, I don't know if the Shaykh mentions it here, but to make قُوَ, the power of Allah in dual, is actually incorrect. Because you say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ All power belongs to Allah. So how are you going to make power in dual? Right? It doesn't make sense. But hands, that's common. That's fine. So they tried to run away from something and they fell into something more severe than what they were trying to avoid. As you will find out through the book, this is what always is the case. They try to run away from resembling Allah to His creation. They fell into resembling Allah to His creation, belittling His majesty, and you know, going to extremes. Trying to protect themselves from something, had they stuck to the Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they would have been on the right path. الحمد لله. طيب وإذ قال وإذا قال بل يداه مبسوطتان لا أدري أفوض الأمر إلى الله لا أثبت اليد حقيقة ولا اليد المحرف المحرف إليها اللفظ نقول هذا معطل وليس بمحرف. And if he said I don't know I will leave it to Allah I don't know what is intended by بل يداه مبسوطتان nay but both of them stretched out he's trying to play it safe kind of thing you know even that is blameworthy that's not good. He says, I don't know what whatever that means, I leave it up to Allah. I will not dwell into that. He says, and I will not confirm that Allah Azza wa Jal has a hand. So this person we say, he is a mu'attil. He is a person who is denying the meaning and he is not distorting the meaning. Because the first one, he distorted the meaning by giving another meaning. And he denied the actual intent. This person didn't distort anything. Because he didn't tell you what is intended by yadah is both of his powers, but he denied it because he did not want to confirm the hand for Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب ولأنه لم يغير معنى اللفظ ولم يفسر بغير مراده because he did not change the meaning of the text and he did not interpret it with a different intent. Rather, he just denied it. لكن عطل معناه الذي يراد به وهو إثبات اليد لله عز وجل. But he denied the meaning that was intent behind it. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. And it is confirming the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal. أهل السنة والجماعة يتبرؤون من الطريقتين. أهل السنة والجماعة they declare their innocence from both methods, whether تعطيل or تحريف. None of our business. الطريقة الأولى, the first method, التي هي تحريف اللفظ بتعطيل معناه الحقيقي المراد إلى معنى غير مراد. The first method is to distort the wording, by denying the real meaning behind it and giving a meaning other than that which is intended. والطريقة الثانية, and the second method, وهي طريقة أهل التفويض. It is the way of the people of تفويض is those who say we leave it to Allah. You know, يفوض الأمر إلى الله. They leave it up to Allah. They do not dwell into these issues. فهم لا يفوضون المعنى كما يقوله المفوض بل يقولون نحن نقول بل يداه أي يداه الحقيقتان مبسوطتان وهما غير القوة والنعمة. So أهل السنة والجماعة they do not do like these people. Rather they say that two hands, what is intended is two hands in reality, and we do not say that it means power or bounty or anything else. And we do not change the meaning, neither do we deny the meaning. Rather, we confirm it as it is under the principle of لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like unto him. There's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. فَعَقِيدَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ بَرِيئَةٌ مِّنَ التَّحْرِيفَ وَمِنَ التَّعْطِيلِ. The عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة is free from this denying the meaning, from distorting the meaning, and from denying the meaning. وبهذا نعرف ضلال أو كذب من قالوا إن طريقة السلف هي التفويض. This is how we know that the misguidance and the lies of those who say that the way of the Salaf, again, what is intended by the Salaf is the righteous predecessors, not a particular sect. Okay, this, we're all Muslims right now, and so we don't want to go into these issues. But the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, in his other book of Sharh al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, declared that he does not entertain the idea of calling yourself a particular name, whatever it may be, and working with that. Whether tablighi jama'at or ikhwan al-Muslimin or salafiyin or what have you, he said none of that stuff. Okay, of course you have to be on the way of the salaf, and the righteous predecessors, the way they understood the deen, you go back to them. But to make sects and start, you know, accusing each other of things and innovators and what have you, the Shaykh wasn't of that manhaj. And whenever he uses the word tariqat salaf, the way of the righteous predecessors, he's not trying to say anything else, as we have commonly today among some of the people. May Allah rectify our condition and theirs. So anyways, he said, so some people claim that the way of the righteous predecessors is tafweed, to say we leave it up to Allah. He says, no, this is lying and this is misguidance. Actually, the Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah do not do that. هؤلاء ضلوا إن قالوا ذلك من جهل عن جهل بطريقة السلف. These people are considered misguided if they say that because they are ignorant about the way of the Salaf. And وَكَذَبُوا إِنْ قَالُوا ذَلِكَ عَنْ عَمْدٍ. And they are lying if they say it intentionally. أو نقول كذبوا على الوجهين على لغة الحجاز لأن الكذب عند الحجازيين بمعنى خطأ. Or we say they have lied in either case according to the Hijazis, the language of the people of the Hijaz, because the Hijazi people say they call كذب as خطأ. Lying to them, the word كذب means error. So he's just, this is linguistic, you know, we don't need that. وعلى كل حال, regardless, in any rate, لا شك أن الذين يقولون إن مذهب أهل السنة هو التفويض أنهم أخطأوا. Regardless, whomever says that the methodology of أهل السنة والجماعة is to just leave it up to Allah without confirming the meaning is actually mistaken. لأن مذهب أهل السنة هو إثبات المعنى وتفويض الكيفية. Because the methodology, of أهل السنة والجماعة is to confirm the meaning, but as how, this is the one that we leave to Allah. Allah rose above His throne. How? Allahu A'lam. We have no knowledge of that. We have knowledge that Allah stawa ala al-arsh because it's in the Quran. It's in the Sunnah. But we don't have knowledge of how. So that part, because we have not received any revelation pertaining to that, and we know there's nothing like Allah, if someone says how, say don't know. And it's an innovation for you to ask. And the way the Shaykh will deal with it, he will say it in this way, and no one can refute that. If anyone starts asking these questions, say, listen, am I more knowledgeable or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He will say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more knowledgeable than you. He say, are you more keen on gaining knowledge or the Sahaba? He will say, no, of course the Sahaba. He said, there was someone who was more knowledgeable than me, and people who were more concerned and keen on gaining knowledge more than you, and this conversation did not go between them. So why are me and you are having it? Yani you could not be better than Sahaba. They would have asked. And who are they asking? The Messenger of Allah. No one knew Allah more. But why? They had adab. They had respect with Allah. When Allah revealed this in the Quran, they knew there's nothing like Allah. They wouldn't go into these things. So this is where Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah do tafweed. How? Allah knows best. How Allah rose above His throne? We don't know. And it doesn't concern us. If it was relevant to our Iman, we would have had it in the Quran or the Sunnah. The fact that Allah left that from the unseen, the knowledge that is only with Him, then we accept that. But He did mention He rose above His throne. You don't deny that because you cannot understand how. See, very logical for those whom Allah given logic, and very illogical for those who follow their whims and desires. طيب. وليعلم أن القول بالتفويض كما قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية من أشر أقوال أهل البدع والإلحاد. He says, and let it be known that this methodology of leaving affairs to Allah regarding the things that are known in the meaning, not the how, but the actual meaning, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, is from the most evil statements of the people of innovation and ilhad, the people of denying atheism in other sense. عندما يسمع الإنسان التفويض يقول هذا جيد أسلم من هؤلاء وهؤلاء لا أقول بمذهب السلف ولا أقول بمذهب أهل التأويل. He said, when a person hears about the way of the tafweed, he may say to himself, this is good. I'm safe. I won't say how the Salaf say, they confirm the hands of Allah. And I will not say like the people of interpretation, those who do tahrif, who deny the meaning. I just say Allah knows best. He says, this may appear to be a nice approach where you're safe. I won't confirm the meaning and I won't deny the meaning. I'll just be in the middle. Neither confirm nor deny. So he said, it sounds like that. وَأَقُولَ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. I say, Allah knows best. لا أدري ولا ندري ما معناه. We don't know what it means. He says, لكن يقول شيخ الإسلام هذا من شر أقوال أهل البدع والإلحاد. But Shaykh al-Islam said, this is the most evil position from among the people of innovation and atheism. وصدق رحمه الله. And he has said the truth, may Allah have mercy on him. إذا تأملته, if you really ponder upon it. And we see why. وجدته إذا تأملته وجدته تكذيبا للقرآن وتجهيلا للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم واستطالة للفلاسفة. If you really ponder upon it, you will find it, you will wind up belying the Quran, you wind up making the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم seem ignorant, and you are giving authority for the philosophers. This is what you are really doing when you say, well, Allah knows about the meaning, I will leave it, you know, I will not take either approach, neither confirm nor deny. Now we confirm without the how. Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah confirm the meaning without the how. He denies it. You cannot say Allah has hands. And he doesn't say what is intended is power. He just says, I don't know. I have zero knowledge. Zero knowledge. If you have zero knowledge, you deny in the Quran. Because the Quran mentions what it is. So we will see what the Shaykh said. تكذيب للقرآن لأن الله يقول ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء. You are denying the Quran because Allah says in the Quran, and we have sent down upon you the book which clarifies everything. تبيانا from بيان, بيان مبين, something that is clear, manifested. It does not, there's no doubt in it. You know, it's obvious. Surah An-Nahl verse 89. وَأَيِّ بَيَانْ فِي كَلِمَاتٍ لَا يَدْرِي مَا مَعْنَهَا. What kind of clarity is there in words that you do not understand what they mean? How can you call it bayan? تِبْيَانَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Clarifying everything, while you say that there are words in the Quran that you simply do not know what they mean. Then you are denying this verse in the Quran which says that, and we have revealed down upon you, we have sent down the book upon you, and in it is clarity regarding everything. وهي أكثر ما يرد في القرآن. And it is the most, it is mentioned often in the Quran. وأكثر ما ورد في القرآن أسماء الله وصفاته, meaning the names and attributes of Allah is mentioned abundantly in the Quran. And abundantly, and it's the thing most mentioned in the Quran. So if you're going to say regarding all of these, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, you know, and the other words, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, and so forth from the names and attributes of Allah, that He turns towards the heavens when He created the heavens and the earth, and other things, you know, on the Day of Judgment that are mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jal, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ, and what have you from among these things. If you wind up saying, I don't know what they're meaning, then you are given 70% of the Qur'an, which emphasizes names and attributes of Allah. You're saying you don't know what they're meaning, then the Qur'an is no longer a clarity for everything. Rather now everything in it is ambiguous. So this doesn't make any sense. وإذا كنا لا ندري ما معناها هل يكون القرآن تبيانا لكل شيء أين البيان. So if you say that regarding all these names and attributes of Allah you do not know what is intended by them, then how in the world can you call the Quran a bayan anymore? Where is the bayan? Where is the clarity? Rather it becomes a problem. If everything say I don't know, what does that mean? I don't know. Allah knows. This one I don't know, Allah knows. Yeah, how are you going to explain to the people? How are you going to understand? How are you going to understand Allah when you do not know and confirm what He confirmed to Himself? You're not going to get there. إن هؤلاء يقولون أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدري عن معاني القرآن فيما يتعلق بالأسماء والصفات. وإذا كان الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يدري فغيره من باب أولى. He said, these people say the following. Now look among their statements. They say, verily the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم does not know what the meaning of the meanings of the Quran in relation to the names and attributes of Allah. He does not know. And if the Prophet ﷺ does not know, then anyone else more so. If he ﷺ did not know, then all of us, apparently we're not going to know. So why are they saying that? Because he did not explain them. He did not elaborate on them. So they say he did not elaborate because he didn't know. So if he doesn't know, how are we going to know? So we say we don't know. We leave it up to Allah. See how they're trying to use this particular approach. وأعجب من ذلك يقولون الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يتكلم بالكلام في صفات الله لا يدري ما معناه يقول ربنا الله الذي في السماء وإذا سئل عن هذا قال لا أدري. They say, and more amazing than that is that they say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم speaks regarding the attributes of Allah while he does not know their meaning, while he says our Lord Allah who is in the above the heavens, if he is asked about it he will say لا أدري, I don't know. وكذلك في قوله ينزل ربنا إلى السماء الدنيا. Our Lord descends to the lowest heaven. وإذا سئل ما معنى ينزل ربنا قال لا أدري. وعلى هذا فقس. Likewise, if he's asked what does that mean, he will say I do not know. And based on that measure, not قس here, measure meaning, it's the same thing. You know, use this as the yardstick for every other issue that they will say that the Prophet ﷺ does not know. وهل هناك قطح أعظم من هذا القطح بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بل هذا من أكبر القطح. Is there anything more foul and outrageous to accuse the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of? Rather, this is among the most outrageous, to accuse him of ignorance regarding the names and attributes of Allah. Because what they're saying is we don't know the meaning, and if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, he does not know the meaning either. Otherwise, he would have explained them. So the reason why he didn't explain it, because he did not know the meaning. They failed to understand that everybody understood what is intended and no one needed to ask. Because it was clear. And there was nothing like Allah. And there is nothing like Allah. And they understood that. But رسول من عند الله ليبين للناس وهو لا يدري معنى آيات صفاته وأحاديثها وهو يتكلم بالكلام لا يدري معنى ذلك كله. He says, a messenger from Allah who has been sent to clarify to the people, and he does not know the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah and the narrations pertaining to that. While he is speaking to the people about them, he does not know what it means. فهذان وجهان تكذيب للقرآن وتجهيل للرسول وتجهيل الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So these are two issues they have. They are denying the Quran and they are attributing ignorance to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفيه فتح الباب للزنادق الذين تطاولوا على أهل التفويض. And this opens the door for these wicked people who wind up accusing the people of تفويض wind up speaking ill about them. وقالوا أنتم لا تعرفون شيئا بل نحن الذين نعرف. So they started telling these people who say we don't know what the meaning is, and then they said, you know what, you don't know nothing, we know. You don't know nothing, we know. وأخذوا يفسرون القرآن بغير ما أراد الله. And they started interpreting the Quran with the meaning other than the one Allah Azza wa Jal intended. Because now they're saying, you don't know anything. Well, okay, I will tell you what is intended. Instead of yada, قوتان. Instead of وجه, something. And they started giving for every word another meaning. That opened the door for them, because some were saying, we don't know what is intended by the meaning. وقالوا قولنا نثبت معاني للنصوص خير من قولنا أميين لا نعرف شيئا. And their approach was, look, for us to confirm at least some sort of meaning for the verse is better than being illiterate and not knowing anything. So now they see themselves better than those who say Allahu A'lam what is intended. They say, at least we confirm something. Wrong or right, it doesn't matter now. They are happy that they're confirming something, because they looked in themselves, said, okay, I'm at least interpreting the Quran somehow, I'm giving some meaning. This guy said he doesn't know what is intended, I'm better than him. So look now how they all started, having these clashes. وذهبوا يتكلمون بما يريدون من معنى كلام الله من معنى كلام الله وصفاته. They started saying whatever came to their mind pertaining to the names and attributes of Allah. ولا يستطيع أهل التفويض أن يردوا عليهم. And the people of tafwid, those who return their affairs to Allah, say, I don't know what is intended. They had no ways to refute them. They had no ways to answer them. لأنهم يقولون نحن لا نعلم ماذا أراد الله. Because they say, we do not know what Allah had intended. فجائز أن يكون الذي يريد الله هو ما قلتم. It is possible that what Allah intended is what you're saying. It's possible. ففتحوا باب شرور عظيمة. So they opened doors of major evil. Because basically they don't know what is intended. So they say, hey, maybe it's correct, maybe it's incorrect. I still don't know. ولهذا جاءت العبارة الكاذبة طريقة السلف أسلم وطريقة الخلف أعلم وأحكم. This is where this statement has been, this false statement that is used among the people. They say the way of the Salaf, of the righteous predecessors, is more safe. More safe. You play it safe. And the way of the Khalaf, those who came after, the early people, the philosophers, contains more knowledge and wisdom. Because they are given some sort of meaning versus those who are saying we do not know what is intended. يقول الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله هذه قالها بعض الأغبياء وهو صحيح أن القائل غبي. Shaykh al-Islam رحمه الله said, really this statement was said by some idiots. And indeed the sayer of this is an idiot. A person who says that the way of the Salaf is more sound, but the people of nowadays, they have more knowledge. More knowledge, more wisdom. But the Salaf were playing it safe. And they're twisting the facts. You must be really ignorant of the deen to say this. فَهَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةُ مِنْ أَكْذَبِ مَا يَكُونُ نُطْقًا وَمَدْلُولًا. He said this statement is from among the biggest of lies, whether in the uttering of the statement and in what it intends, يعني in the content, in the language, in the words in it, and what is intended behind it. طريقة السلف أسلم وطريقة الخلف أعلم وأحكم. كيف تكون أعلم وأحكم وتلك أسلم. He says, how can something be, how can that way be contain more knowledge and more wisdom, and yet the other one is more safe? Because this is contradiction. If it contains more knowledge and more wisdom, then it must be safe. How can you say this one is safe and this one has more. If this has no knowledge, then this is the safest thing. Then the other one becomes unsafe. So this is just that's why he's saying why the person who said is not really the most intelligent brother, or if he remained a brother, not the most intelligent individual in the world, because he's contradicting himself. That their way is more safe, but their way is more sound and more knowledge. You know, more contains more knowledge and wisdom. Then it's no longer. Then this must be more safe apparently than the other one. طيب. لا يوجد سلامة بدون علم وحكمة أبدا. The Sheikh said there is no safety unless you have knowledge and wisdom. Never. You must have that in order to be safe. فالذي لا يدري عن الطريق لا يسلم. The one who does not know the path, he will not be safe. لأنه ليس معه, because he does not have knowledge. لو كان معه علم وحكمة لسلم. Had he had knowledge and wisdom, he would have been safe. فلا سلامة إلا بعلم وحكمة. So there's no safety unless you have knowledge and wisdom. إذا قلت إن طريقة السلف أسلم لازم أن تقول هي أعلم وأحكم وإلا كنت متناقضا. If you claim that the way of the righteous predecessors is more safe, then you must say that then that way is the most more knowledgeable and more wise. Otherwise, you are contradicting yourself. إذا فالعبارة الصحيحة طريقة السلف أسلم وأعلم وأحكم. So the right statement should be, verily the way of the righteous predecessors is more safe, contains more knowledge and more wisdom. وَهَذَا مَعْلُومٌ, and this is known. وَطَرِيقَةُ الْخَلَفِ مَا قَالَهُ الْقَائِلُ لَعُمُرِي لَقَدْ طَفَتِ الْمَعَاهِدِ كُلُّهَا وَسَرَتْ طَرَفَي بَيْنَ تِلْكَ الْمَعَالِمُ فَلَمْ أَرَ وَاضِعًا كَفَّ حَائِرِي عَلَى ذَقْنٍ أَوْ قَارِعًا سِنَّ نَادِمُ. This is poetry, you know how sophisticated that is. I'm not even going to attempt to try to translate it. هذه الطريقة التي يقول عنها إنه ما وجد إلا واضعا كف حائر على ذقني. Well, I guess the Sheikh explained it. He says this way that he's saying that very all he has seen is a person who has his palm at his chin while he's confused. Okay, this is eloquent, by the way. So I don't know, he's explaining this methodology as a person who has his hand at his on his chin, confused, on his chin, confused. Where is it? وَهَذَا لَيْسَ عَنْدَهُ عِلْمَ آخَرْ قَارِعًا سُنَّ نَادِمٍ لَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَسْلُكْ طَرِيقَ السَّلَامَةِ أَبَدًا. Whatever, he made a comparison between both. One who has knowledge, one who doesn't have knowledge. This is complicated Arabic terminology. And you know, I'm not there. والرازي وهو من كبرائهم يقول. الرازي is one of these scholars of this madhab of أهل الكلام. One of their big مشايخ says, نهاية إقدام العقول عقال وأكثر سعي العالمين ضلال وأرواحنا في وحشة من جسومنا وغاية دنيانا أذى ووبال ولم نستفد من بحثنا طول عمرنا سوى أن جمعنا فيه قيل وقالوا. I could try to do this one. He is saying that Razi, this is one of the mashayikh who actually finally declared the reality of their methodology. He said, the bottom of this, the end of this thing, is the beginning of the beginning of the thinking is actually tying us up. And the most of the efforts of the people in the world is misguidance. أَرْوَاحُنَا فِي وَحْشَةٍ مِنْ جُسُومِنَا. Our souls are feeling you know, the homesick, no, home, you know, when you feel that you don't belong, our souls feel like they do not belong within our bodies, and the epitome of our dunya is basically harm and regret, and we did not benefit from anything all of these years of searching, all of the years of searching that they have done in Ahlul Kalam, the people of philosophy, except that we have gathered qila wa qalu, they said and they said. The bottom line of everything we've done is basically they said this and they said that. They left alone the Quran and the Sunnah and they started gathering the statements of the people. They wasted their lives, they feel awkward, they don't belong, their souls don't belong in their body. Why? Because they have left alone the huda, the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba and the tabi'een, and they followed the philosopher and what have you. ثم يقول لقد تأملت الطرق الكلامية والمناهج الفلسفية فما رأيتها تشفي عليلا ولا تروي غليلا. Then he said the same, Ar-Razi, another occasion, "Verily I have pondered upon the way of the people of speech, the people of, you know, the people who use their intellect versus over the revelation." يعني الذين يقدمون العقل على النقل. Those who put forward or make precedent their intellect over the textual evidence. And the methodologies of the philosophers. This is the Razi. I said, "I've pondered upon both. I found that it does not cure an ill person." Of course, here the illness of lack of knowledge. It does not cure. وَلَا تُرْوِي غَلِيلًا. And it does not provide thirst or quench to the one who is thirsty. وَوَجَدْتُ أَقْرَبَ الطُّرُقْ طَرِيقَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. And I found that the best and the most direct way is the way of the Qur'an. أَقْرَأُ فِي الْإِذْبَاتِ الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. I read pertaining the verse, the attributes of confirming. The most merciful rose above his throne. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To him goes up, the goodly word goes up. وَأَقْرَأُ فِي النَّفِي. And I read in the verses of that deny, because the attributes of Allah is either confirming something or denying. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. This is, it begins in the Nafi. There is nothing equal to Allah. Confirming, Allah rose above his throne. Denying, there is nothing like Allah. See how it is? He says, I read in the verses of Nafi, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. There is nothing like Allah. وَلَا يُحِطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. And they do not encompass him in knowledge. وَمَنْ جَرَّبَ مِثْلَ تَجْرِبَتِي عَارِفَ مِثْلَ مَعْرِفَتِي. And whomever has tried what I have tried, he will have the knowledge that I have. So alhamdulillah, he repented. Al-Razi had repented from his ways. And at the end of the day, he realized, look man, I gave myself a big headache. And now I play it safe. I read the Quran. Allah confirmed he rose above his throne. Khalas. Allah denied him having an equal or anything like him. Khalas. I confirm what is confirmed. I deny what Allah denied to himself. And this is better than the methodology of the philosophers and the people who like to make their intellect take precedence over the Quran and the Sunnah. أهؤلاء نقول إن طريقتهم أعلم وأحكام. The Sheikh said, now these people, like meaning Al-Razi back in his days, do we say regarding them their way is more based on more knowledge and wisdom? Apparently he admitted what kind of confusion they were upon. الذي يقول إني أتمنى أن أموت على عقيدة عجائز نيسابور. He says, one of them said, I wish to die upon the aqidah of the old, the senior citizens of Nisabur. Nisabur is like, you know, it's a place. And there's one of the mashayikh, al-Nisaburi. What is the famous sheikh? Of the Rahiq al-Maktoum, right?
Mubarak Furi.
Oh, no, Mubarak Furi, no. Is he Mubarak Furi Nisaburi, no? He's from Nisabur? No, maybe from Barak Fur, huh? There's another sheikh, there's another imam, Nisaburi, I do not recall who he is right now. على كل حال والعجائز من عوام الناس يعني أنه يتمنى أنه يعود إلى الأميات هل يقال أنه أعلم وأحكم. And other of them, they wish if they just died, if they were just among the dead already. He said, do we say that these are more knowledgeable and more wise? أين العلم الذي عندهم? Where is the knowledge that they have? فتبين أن طريقة التفويض طريق خاطئ. So it has become clear that this methodology of saying I leave the meaning, the knowledge with Allah, Allah knows best, I don't know what is intended behind the verses of affirming or the verses of negating, I leave it to Allah. It says we have, it has become clear that this is the wrong path. لأنه يتضمن ثلاث مفاسد. Because it contains three evil consequences. First, denying the Quran. Second, attributing ignorance to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third, giving the room for the philosophers to include their philosophy in the teachings. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ طَرِيقَةَ السَّلَفِ هِيَ التَّفْوِيدُ. And those who say that the way of the Salaf is to leave the meaning to Allah, كَذَبُوا عَلَى السَّلَفِ. They have lied against the Salaf. بَلْ هُمْ يُثْبِتُونَ اللَّفْظَ وَالْمَعْنَى. Rather, they confirm the text and the meaning. ويقررونه. And they acknowledge it. ويشرحونه بأوفى شرح. And they explain it in great detail. They don't run away from it or try to avoid it, because this is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there's no, we know that this is the truth. أهل السنة والجماعة لا يحرفون ولا يعطلون. The people of Sunnah والجماعة, they do not deny the meaning, neither they do not distort the meaning, neither do they deny it. ويقولون بمعنى النصوص كما أراد الله. And they give the meaning as Allah intended. استوى على العرش بمعنى على عليه وليس معناه استوى. استوى على العرش meaning he rose above his throne, meaning he rose above it. He transcended over it, and it doesn't mean that he overcame. to conquer it. Istawla, to conquer. Because some of the people of Ghair Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, they say, you cannot say Allah rose above his throne. Istawa meaning istawla, meaning he conquered. And of course you could deny that, because you only conquer something after it didn't belong to you, after some sort of battle, then you overtake it. So to conquer the throne of Allah, meaning who was that with who? See, you try to run away from something, you fell into something more evil. Just say Allah rose above his throne. How? None of your business. What do you want? Is it going to make your salah better? I mean, is you going to become a sheikh? You're going to be you. However Allah did it, it doesn't matter. But Allah says in the Quran, you don't say no. See, it's very basic, alhamdulillah. But, you know, people didn't learn. And back in our countries, speaking of my country, maybe your country, they don't teach us this stuff. They don't teach us this stuff. Actually, this is dangerous. You go speak about this man, they may hang you from you with your legs and, you know, lash you 800 times. Because I've had this with my own, you know, relatives in my country. You know, I spoke with them on the phone. I said, you know, where's Allah? What? So what? Don't you? What happened to you? And who are you learning with? Who are you getting your knowledge from? You are this Wahhabi. Yalla shafuni fil ard. Alatul. They freaked out. And this is before I ever came here. This is back in the States. Hey. So you really get the harsh end. Why? Because they have been taught that this is, you know, don't talk about this. Rather, in most universities, they teach the aqidah of the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila. They say over 90% of the schools in the Muslim lands, when they do teach you aqidah, they teach you the aqidah of the Mu'tazila, those who deny the names and attributes of Allah, except for seven. Whenever they do learn, they don't learn the proper stuff. That's why there's an ongoing war against the Mamlaka. I can take you to hundreds of websites warning from Wahhabis. They put Ibn Baz rahimahullah, they degrade him, they make fun of him, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, all the mashayikh of the Mamlaka, they call him all of anyone who mentions Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. Ala tool, you are on the X list. And they have some of these websites have a logo that says Allahu mawjood bila makan. Allah exists with no place, nowhere. You know, this is the aqidah. And they deny all of these things. And you know, some of them warn their people before they come to Hajj. Be careful now when you go to Hajj. Don't be talking to no, don't listen to no sheikh, don't take no pamphlets, don't take no books, because they might misguide you. So Allah al-musta'an. But alhamdulillah, when you learn and you read it, and there's no harm. It's knowledge, it makes sense, it's clear. That's how you know Allah. You know, because the hadith says there are 99 names of Allah. Whomever encompasses them will enter Jannah. Ah, you're just going to memorize them and you just go to Jannah? You must understand what they mean. And you cannot do that unless you have knowledge of Allah. So to scare the people away from learning about Allah Azza wa Jal is opposing the deen. Because وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And in order to fulfill worship, it's based on the knowledge of the one you're worshipping. So really they all are integrated. And so, alhamdulillah, this is what this book deals with. An amazing, a great book written by Shaykh al-Islam Taymi rahimahullah originally and explained by Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. And we will stop at this particular point. Inshallah, next time, we will be dealing with وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكِيف, and without saying how. This is the fine line between a bunch of sects in Islam. هذا وما كان من صوابا فبتوفيق الله وما كان من خطأ فمني ومن الشيطان والله بريء منه والحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. Yes, we did last we did the tahreef, distorting the meaning. Today we actually alhamdulillah did ta'til, denying. Next week we'll deal with the takif, saying how, and then we'll deal with the tamthil, setting parallels or similarities. Now subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.